you're ready for the word today, amen, why don't you give the Lord, amen, and Brother John Ward just a welcome as he comes this morning, amen, to the least of all of them. There's help in the house, sister. There's a lot of people that will go to church hoping to get help, but there won't be no help where they go. Service will be dry, songs will be stale, and a message from the internet. And they'll go home and just check the box and not get help. You don't have to do that today. There's help in the house. Heal over those sides. There's help in the house for you. You don't have to worry about anything. Just trust the Lord. There's help in the house.
Amen.
Let me just real quickly make a couple quick public service announcements. Man, Shane, you can play them drums. I just make a side track, don't you? That's good. I didn't take long here, just real quick. We drive right at 100 miles to get here, and it is such a thrill. Sometimes Jeannie and Faith can't go everywhere I go, but for some reason they don't miss Judah. We're going to Judah. 6 o'clock, the alarm clock, she's up, we're going to Judah. We may not go with you tonight or next Sunday, but we're going to Judah. I appreciate that. We're Connor, going all the way in the back. Congratulations on baby Silas.
Yes.
We shall call him Big Silas. Love this church. Your pastor, our pastor, he's more like a real brother to me, and I appreciate that so much. Thank you for loving on me when my dad went to heaven a couple months ago, 1st of May. It's Watermelon Day today. He planted watermelons. He said, "Dave, Watermelon Day." I said, "What's that mean, Dad?" He said, "That's when you plant watermelons." I'm taking you to the hospital to get some fluid off of his chest, and he was in good spirits, and he just said, "I think I'd just soon go to heaven as go to the hospital." He went 2 blocks, and the Lord said, "Okay, come on home," and he did. And to be anything but appreciative would be selfish. 92 years.
Yes.
And some came from here, pastor came, and several came, and thank you so much. I was just taken back by how many people that came, and can I just tell you, there's nothing like loving and helping people when they're going through a tough time. And I just want to thank you for that. I got a text yesterday or the day before. We did 10 years worth of missionary work to Jamaica. Rough call, huh? Somebody has to go. I'll suffer for it. And Pastor Joseph Cam West has become a dear friend, and he reached out to me a day or two ago, and he said, "If you can help us at all." There was no extreme damage, but a lot of cleanup, some roof damages. He pastors 3 churches over there, and we're going to be sending some funds tomorrow. I'm not taking offering. I did get permission from Pastor just to say it, but if the Lord speaks to you to help the folks in Jamaica, see me, see Eugene, see somebody, and we'll put 100% of that towards helping their relief. We'll put it in the bank tomorrow, and that'll help them. If you can't, just pray for us and pray for them. You say amen.
Yeah.
It's good to be home in Columbus.
Amen.
Yeah. Jeannie, if you can testify for 30 seconds, you can. Just, can you do it?
Yeah. I just love you too, and I love you all just like you're my own. And some of you really, I feel that way. I'm sorry, I'm wrong. Worshiping the Lord. But that first song, when you talked about how he set us free in just a moment, it was at that very moment when I went to the altar and I gave my heart to the Lord. At 13 years old, he changed everything.
Come on, yeah.
He changed who I would turn out to be. He changed my future. He changed everything. I'm so glad he did, because my destiny was not good. And I'm thankful that God saved me, delivered me, and I'm so glad to be in the house today.
Amen.
Let's let this word help us today.
Yes.
As we were praying about Lord, the offering, and we were lifting it up, I began to lift up this offering of us being here today. let's get our mind on the Lord. Let's not allow anything to distract you right now. Because this has been prepared. It has been prayed over.
Right.
The Lord has put it in His Spirit. He's got something good for us today.
Just turned 55 this week. Don't you wish you looked that good at 55?
Yes. Yes.
When you look that good, you're not afraid to ask your age. Just a few weeks, we'll celebrate our 37th wedding anniversary. 37. So I got her right out of school. This song, put this ring on, and we'd just go in the world. She said, I will. We did. Turn this morning to the book of Acts. Last Sunday morning, the Lord gave me this message for today. And I know I have liberty to preach it. And I tell you what's been on my mind. It's really weird. Is the old song from years ago. I just feel like something good is about to happen.
All right, amen.
Amen. I just feel like something good is on the way.
All right.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Acts the 27th chapter. You'll stand in honor to the King. His word. Promises of God are conditional. You must pray. You must repent. You must cry. You must have a broken spirit. You must endure to the end to be saved.
Yeah.
You must finish what's been called to do.
Amen.
And if you don't stay committed, you can't be saved.
That's right.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
That's my bride. She'll read that scripture and say a prayer.
31. It's on the board up here.
And to the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved.
Well, amen.
Father, we thank you today for your word.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that you put it in the word for us.
Right.
Lord, and we thank you that it is who you are.
Yes.
And tonight, or this morning, Lord, we pray, God, that you would help us to stay in the ship.
Yes.
Lord, if there's any in this house today who has left the ship or got one foot overboard, I pray, God, that you would get a hold of them today.
Yes.
Help them to stay the course of what you have for them.
Yes,
Lord,
God.
We thank you. We praise you. Lord, we don't go by what's going on around us.
Amen.
We're going to stay in the ship.
Amen.
So we give you glory and honor, and we keep our eyes on you.
Yes.
You're our safety.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Sound the shofar again if they want. It'd be all right. Yes. I'd like to preach this morning for about 47 minutes, if you'll help me, on surviving the storm. Surviving the storm. Someone once said, you either are just getting out of the storm, or in a storm, or just getting ready to get in one. Different storms. Storms are difficult. Jeannie and I were talking about this message last night. I'll tell her when I'm preaching. She won't tell me. I don't know if she feels I got a stealing spirit and I'll preach it. But she won't ever tell me when she's preaching. Go to a woman's conference. What do you tell a woman? I just can't tell you. I said, well, I'm not going to go. I'll tell you when I get home. What if I don't make it that long? We were talking about this message, and she added a nugget. She said, storms are very lonely sometimes. I sat in my dad's driveway and just cried as I was in a storm of grief. Dad's always been there for me, spirit-filled preacher, and he's gone. Driving to church this morning, all the things to watch for, especially the deer and the law, and watching it and keeping my eyes out. And out of nowhere, I began to cry, and I turned to Gina and said, I just wish I could go see Dad today for a moment. Storms. Some storms you can help, and some you can't help. But the ones you can help, you're to help.
Right.
Because a storm can cost you more than what you thought it would cost you if you're not careful.
Right.
Help me lay a foundation here. Young boy was going to town with his father, and his dad said, you stand by that post right there. I'm going in that building right there at the third floor. When I come back out, we'll go get us some ice cream or something. Evidently, their mother wasn't there, but that's another issue. So they was going to come back out, and in the meantime, there arose this storm. Sometimes you don't get warning for storms. Somebody came up to the little boy and said, son, you have to go, and you've got to take shelter. Pastor Jeff, they said, you've got to get inside where it's safe. But he said, there is a horrible storm coming. The little boy spoke such a prophetic word that day. He said, sir, I know nothing about a storm. I know nothing about the rain, but I know this. My father said, if I stay here at this post, when he comes back, he will get me. I want you to know we've got too many people running pillar to post when a storm comes. You need to get your feet rock solid in the word of God. You need to hold on to the plow and declare, I'm not moving. I don't know about the storm, but I'm not moving. I don't understand the cancer, but I'm not moving. I don't understand the distress that I'm going through, but I'm not moving. I don't know how I'm going to survive when they cut part of my tongue out, but I'm not moving. I know this, that if God be for me, who can be against me? I know this, that the grace of God has always been sufficient, and it will always be sufficient. It's not a time to shift and change. It's a time to stand. Having done all, stand. I'm not moving. I'll be like a tree planted by the water. My roots are in his word. I'm going nowhere until he comes for me.
Amen.
Very illustrative sermon that I'm sure you heard preached many times, and I'm sure the preachers in the house have preached it, but I want just to give a little insight to it today. The storm in Acts 27:13 tells of the storm coming. Let's read it just real quick. It said the storms were coming, and at the very beginning, Paul tells them in the storm, said, listen, you shouldn't go there. Not only did he try to give advice, it's hard to give advice to folks that know so much. Just hard to tell people that know everything. And then they get in the storm and in denial. Bless God, I'm just fine. You're not okay. Your car's gone. Your legs broke. You're bankrupt. Your wife can't stand to look at you. You made a mistake. Listen, if you made a mistake and you're in a storm, you need to get out of that storm as quick as you can and get back to what God has put in your heart and be faithful to what God's called you to be. First of all, avoid every storm that you can. I don't care if everybody else is doing it on YouTube and your face and my face and his face and TikTok and TikTok. I don't care. What does the word say? The word says this and the word says that. And you're not to deviate. I don't care if everybody in the world goes out indecently dressed. You don't do that. You don't put yourself in the place of harm's way. We went to the fireworks the other day, and I turned to Jeannie. I said, don't look, and I don't understand. I said, but I believe that teenager's in pajamas. I really do. They got like Snoopy or something. They look really comfortable. Then I looked to the next one who looked like they wasn't wearing nothing. I thought, I wish she at least put pajamas on. He gave them advice, scriptural advice.
It's amazing how pastor will pray and fast and study and study and study and come up here and begin to preach this, and you wonder, well, I wonder if that applies for me. I don't feel bad. Listen, Linda, I don't feel bad going 130 miles on a motorcycle. I think it's some kind of cool. My wife don't like it. And the state highway patrol, he's not a fan of it at all. You better get past the thing that it feels good doing. Honey, you better go by the word of God. What does God say? Paul said, do not lose from grief. Well, I think I know better. You do not know better than what God says. It doesn't matter how smart you are, how much money you are. His way is right. His way is truth. And you're going to get in storms that you wish you weren't in if you don't heed the word of God. I said, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Well, just once. See, what happens is once you're in the boat going the wrong way, sometimes it's too late to come back. That's why you can't get into the wrong spirit, whether it's greed or flirtation spirit or ungodly. I've been here like, y'all shouldn't be this mad at me this morning. I don't want you in the storm. I don't want to have to. I don't want you to call Pastor Jeff at 2 in the morning snotting and crying. I want you to get victory. I want you to live by what thus saith the Lord. And the Bible said his spirit shall lead us and guide us. Not my emotions, not my feeling, not Congress, not the White House, not Hollywood. My spirit shall I receive from God himself, and the spirit of truth shall lead me in truth and righteousness. Storms. Paul said, I perceive this voyage will be with much hurt and much damage, not only to the lady, but also to our life. The storms can be fatal. Fatal. Heed the warning. Heed it. Listen to it. Precious old Brahopper ran his truck right into the middle of the river. They pulled him out and said, man, what are you doing? He said, well, he said, didn't you see the sign? He said, what sign? He said, that sign up there. He said, yeah, I read that sign. It said, narrow bridge. He said, no, son, it said, nary a bridge. We sometimes want to turn it and twist it to fit our life and fit our ways. Because bless our people and deliver, and we're doing charismatic now. And we gotta fit in. We gotta do it. You better get back to what God says. Doesn't matter who agrees with you, who does not agree with you. You're going to get into a storm that you can't get out of because you made wrong choices. Don't give place to the devil. Don't yield to the flesh. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Heed the warnings. We're every Sunday, I know I get to watch online sometimes. Every Sunday, most times, Pastor Jeff, you are giving warnings, you're giving encouragement, you're giving exhortation. This is not for private interpretation. This is for application. What is he saying to do? Live right, walk holy, talk right, don't lie, don't cheat, don't steal, don't flirt, don't run with the enemy, don't drink and gamble. Somebody done mad at me now. Got all your money tied up because you thought maybe just one more lottery ticket would help you. The next thing you know, you spent it all and you're right in the middle of a storm. You say, well, if I can just borrow $500 and I'll get it that time. Once I get that, RCJ, it's going to come my way. And you just continue to go down the wrong road, doing the wrong thing, hoping for a better result. Whew, we get to come back later. Warned. We've been warned. Warned by men and women of God. We're warned by the word. We're warned by spiritual conviction. You should walk close enough to the Lord that the Lord says, my sheep know my voice. Listen, I don't know why the Holy Ghost tells me to turn left instead of right, but I'm going to turn left. I'm not going to be perfect, but I'm going to have my ear set to the Spirit of God and my hand to the plow. And I may go through a storm, but I refuse to go through storms because I'm going to be rebellious. You got to stay in the boat, too. And I'm going to get ahead of myself. Just stay in the boat. Well, bless God, I think I'll just change churches. Where in the world, Irene, are you going to get a better church? Please tell me I want to drive you there. I have been preaching in 2 months for 44 years, and this is one of the best churches I've ever been in my life, where worship is easy, preaching is right. You need to get back to the Word. Quit trying to pacify your flesh and say, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I'm in a storm, and I need God to help me. You don't need a new wife. You don't need a new husband. You don't need a new church. You need to get in the boat and stay there. Yeah, I really am fond of them pretty boats. I promise you the Titanic looked beautiful every minute. I want people to acknowledge me and admire me. You're going to die in the boat burning. You better listen to the Word. The Word says walk right, do right, live right. Get out of the storm that you're in this morning. I'm preaching to somebody. I'll take it. Storms, how I survive. Storm, are you still with me?
Yeah.
I was warned. Give heed. How many times God told you to do something and you didn't understand? You said, okay, Lord. God says, I want you to give this. Oh. That could have been the Holy Ghost.
Right.
And we'll make decision after decision by the flesh instead of the Spirit. My sheep know my voice. Can you say amen? Don't play with temptation. Don't see how close you can just get to the edge and walk just as close as you can. And you're flirting around with sin. And you watch that TV just long enough right before it gets to too bad cussing or too bad nudity. You say, preacher, you just let them know. I'm telling you, if you want the peace of God to help you in the midst of the storm, you better get your heart right with God. You better get your heart set upon things above. You better set your affections on things above. You better fall in love with Jesus all over.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Storms, they're real.
Amen.
Stay in the boat.
Stay in the boat.
Avoid what storms you can. Storms will change direction. Isn't it amazing how when you get and make a wrong decision with good plans, and here comes a storm, and you're going, and you're going, and the next thing you're over here.
Right.
How did I get? Because the storm took you there. Because wrong decisions took you there. Because the flesh took you there. Because the devil is a liar. That's how you got in the wrong bay. That's how you got in the wrong boat. That's how you got in trouble. The devil came to steal, kill, and destroy. And if you're going to survive the storm, you better put listen to the flesh and the devil. Sure, I feel like I'm preaching old line holiness here. Avoid the storms. Some storms are inevitable. I'm going through grief with my dad, but there'll be a day when I'm through that. I can't help that. But some things you can avoid.
Right.
Yes. Right.
Paul told Timothy, he said, Timothy, flee youthful lust.
Yes.
You about have to have somebody hold your hand when you're walking in the public, because you're going to be surrounded by everything from language to nudity. And you got Sister Jeannie right beside you. Look down, look left, look up, look right. I think she's got a GPS. Look up, look up. Don't look. I'm about ready to trip, fall in the water, but I'm not going to fall in the sea because I'm not going to give place to it. I'm not going to look at that. I'm not going to, because you're human in your flesh. And if you feed the flesh, you're going to get in the wrong road. Somebody listen to me this morning. You don't need that. It will take you down a road you don't want to go. It'll cost you more than you want to pay. Resist the devil and he will flee.
Amen.
Barney would say, nip it in the bud.
That's
nip
right.
Nip it.
Yeah.
Don't feed it, don't water it, nip it.
Right.
Somebody say amen. Timothy, flee youthful lust. Demas, don't walk in the world. David, get off the loft and quit looking at Bathsheba.
Yeah.
Yes.
Samson, get out of Delilah's lap.
Right.
This is July. I probably won't get back this year after this message.
No, don't
think so. You see, Tim, why am I in the storm? Oh, if you know how relaxing it is. When Delilah just massages your head. Ooh. What happened to my hair? What happened to my power? What happened to my anointing? What happened to my unction? And now I'm a blind man pushing around a wheel, wishing I wouldn't have done it. I just want to tell you, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't go there. It'll cost you your tackle, your lady. It'll cost you prized possessions. It'll cost you your reputation. And if you're not very careful, it will cost you your very soul. Lost it all because he gave place to the devil. Are you still with me? You said, these guys were trained professional sailors. I don't know how to sail. I could sell a Barbie doll, a Hot Wheel, and preach and eat. And that's about the limit. I can get you a screwdriver if you want to fix something for me. These guys knew what they were doing. They were the best of the best. And the Bible said they made wrong decisions. And then it said, Pastor Jeff, all hope was gone. If you would have told them they would have lost hope into this sale, they would have never said. Listen, the devil don't tell you what's coming. He just gives you false lies. Shows you a commercial with this great big muscular guy holding on to a beer and a hot chick. He don't show you the big beer belly and cirrhosis of the liver dying on the side. Nobody give you the time of that. What are you preaching so mean? I'm telling you, the storms are real in this world. We better make right choices. Don't get in the boat of this world. Don't get in the boat of compromise. Don't get in the boat of ease and pleasure. Choose you this day who you're going to serve, and serve the Lord. I don't know about the storm, but I know if I'm where I should be when he comes, he's going to take me back with him. Can you say
amen?
Storms. Deception is a tool of the devil. God, I don't mean to sound stupid. I know it just comes out that way sometimes. Didn't do a DNA, but I sometimes say I is related a little bit to Forrest Gump. But anyway, God, listen, revelation, enlightenment, nugget here. God never tells you, never tells you to do anything that's against his will. Never. I know a pastor personally that left his wife and married another woman. It ain't in there. You understand me? Leave and cleave till death do us part. That's in there. No man puts up. That's in there. Honor her as Christ loved the church. That's in there. You understand me? God's never going to tell you to do anything that his word does not confirm and align with. It's not about you and your way and your will. It's about the Spirit of the Lord. It's about doing what God said to do. All hope was gone, completely dark. There is a place where hope is dissipated. All hope of being saved was gone. What started out as a small wind turned into a hurricane. That's why you got to be careful not to give place to the devil.
Right.
That's why you a married man, you don't go give another woman neck rubs.
That's right.
Okay. Ooh, got three, amen. Thank you, Grandma. I've been preaching to you for a while. That's why you be real careful when Bubba been lifting weights and he thinks he's all that in a bag of chips. His wife needs to tell him that, not you. You got to make me upset. I don't know if I'm upset or annoyed. Listen, we got to get this right. Pastor Jeff does not have all your answers. Sister Jeannie don't have all your answers. It's your choices. You're reaping what you sowed. Don't blame God. Don't blame the devil. Choose you this day. Stay out of the boat of compromise. Stay out of the boat of worldliness. Stay out of the boat of sexual sin, immorality, alcohol, marijuana, things that are not right with God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I don't think this message this ugly when I was preparing it.
Preaching the truth.
Your colliding will destroy the strongest individual.
Yes.
Yep.
I mean, it'll just sift you like wheat.
Yep.
It'll destroy you.
Yep.
Listen, the devil is no match for the Holy Ghost. But you better understand, you ain't no match for the devil. He will sift you like wheat. He will kick you to the curb. He will take your integrity and your identity and leave you to die. You better trust the Lord. I got four pages left. I'm going to wind down. Listen, Paul said, you should. I don't like it. Shame when somebody says, I told you so. I know you told me so. But I really don't want to smack you and have to repent. Just please. If you continue to provoke me, my flesh is flesh. And I'm going to pop you between the face and the eyes. We're both going to hug and forgive each other. But in the meantime, you can bear the marks in your body for a few days. Here comes Paul. Boat rocking back and forth, people spitting up salt water. And what's out of his mouth? Don't go east, go west. He said, I told you shouldn't have done it. We're going to throw this guy overboard. I told you shouldn't have done it. You should have not loosed from Crete lest this harm come upon you. Sometimes you got to be reminded. I just preached that last week. Was you not listening? Was you so busy checking your Facebook while I was preaching, you didn't hear what I was saying? Was you so busy trying to figure out where you was going to eat that you passed up the best meal of the week? Come on now. He said, you shouldn't have loosed. But he said, nevertheless. Oh, let me preach about 4 hours on the nevertheless. That's when you blow it, but God said, nevertheless, I've got grace to get you back on top. Nevertheless, I can restore your marriage. Nevertheless, I can free you from what you're buying. Nevertheless, I have the power over strongholds. And I know it looks like you're going to die. And I know it looks like all hope is gone. But I've got good news. I have heard from the Lord, from the angel of the Lord, whose I am. And whom I serve, and all you got to do to make it is to stay in the boat. All you got to do is stay in the church. All you got to do is stay praying. All you got to do is stay in the word. All you got to do is stay in the marriage. Stay committed in the midst of the storm.
God, hallelujah.
Nevertheless,
how you making, honey?
Nevertheless, somebody said, well, just fake it till you make it. Who made that up? Because I just went 2 minutes alone and I'm going to smack them. Don't tell people, well, if you ain't got it, just pretend you got it. No! Get it right! The storm is going to kill you while you're pretending everything's okay. Do not continue down the wrong road hoping that eventually a better way is coming. Repent, do your first works over, and get right with God. Somebody's so mad they wish they could take their dollar back. Look at it this way. Oh my. If you need help, ask for it. Ask for it. How you doing? Good. What are you bleeding from? Good. We're glad to have you this morning, Judah Tabernacle. God bless you. Is there anything? Can we pray with you for anything? Do you need to? I'm good. No. You're not good. You're getting blown over the pews. Everybody in church can't worship because they're watching your weird figuration worship as you're faking it till you make it. Stop faking it. If the boat's about to go under, cry out for help. If you can't make it anymore, cry to the Lord. And the Bible said the Lord's ears are open to the cries of the righteous, and he'll hear and deliver me out of all of my troubles. Fake it. Fake it. Waitress comes today and brings me my lunch. If it tastes like rubber tofu, I'm going to say, ma'am, it's not your fault. But whatever this is, don't taste like real meat. Can I have something else? No, just fake it. Just put just some soy sauce on tofu. No, no, no. Stop faking it. Get real. Get help from God. Ask for help. Can you say amen? Oh, it's just
not okay. God wants to help us. Once you're in the storm, don't deny it. Don't fake it till you make it. Paul prayed. He got alone and he prayed. He got alone and he prayed. He got alone and he prayed. It amazes me how much better I feel when I pray. And it amazes me how carnal I can be when I don't. I was going to church to pray one day. I had a key to church. I had a key to this church for a long time. It's a small little Pentecostal church. And you take 13 steps up, it's dark, no window. Take 13 steps up and kick you, hit the pew, hit the pulpit, sit down on the altar, pray and leave. When you leave, you can. It's a little bit brighter because you prayed a while. I was in a bad mood. You've ever been in a bad mood? Saved, sanctified, spirit filled, and in a bad mood.
Can't
shame yourself. I didn't shame us. That's my buddy. I said, well, I'm going to go pray. I don't want to go pray. I'm not going to pray long, and I'm not going to pray still. I'm just going to go pray because I'm supposed to pray every day. And I'm only going to pray, but I'm not going to enjoy it. And I'm not going to last long, and I'm just going to go pray. Can I tell you, sometimes it's not about the eloquent prayer and the long prayer. It's just about getting real with God. I sit down on that pew. My don't get up. I sit down on that pew. I said, Lord, I'm here to pray. I ain't got much to say. And not having a good day. And all of a sudden, unbeknown and unexpected, the Holy Ghost sat down beside me. Hold up and keep pulling around my side. Can I tell you, when you get into His presence, miracles happen. When you get into His presence, encouragement happens. When you get into His presence in the midst of the storm, all of a sudden you get hope. And hope begins to spring in your heart. And you know that if God be for you, it's going to be all right. And the Holy Ghost just sat down beside me and loved on me. I just cried and cried. I went out and rolled my window down. It was hot. And there was a fly in the car. And I don't know what the purpose of flies are. I'm sure there's something. But to me, they're just to check target practice, make sure you can shoot them. And I got in that car after being in the presence of the Lord. And I rolled the, I rolled that window down, Pastor. I said, now shoot fly, shoot fly. Before, if that fly would have been there, I would have reached for my 38 that was loaded with hollow points. And I would have thrown every window out because the fly bothered me and things frustrated me. Can I tell you, if you're not careful, you won't handle it right, because the God that we serve, it's His peace that makes you do it. It's His assurance that makes you do it. You've got to take it to God if you're in a storm. I know nobody understands, but the good news is nobody has to. He understands. He understands. He understands. Every hair on your head is counted, and every step is ordered, and your God will give you sufficient grace.
Amen.
Survive in the storm.
Amen.
Finally, I got a little more, but I want to come back another day, so I better not preach everything I know at once. Come folks. Paul said, listen, this is the whole thing. Stay in the boat. Stay in the boat. You shouldn't be changing churches every time the seasons change, because you didn't like something here and something there. You should hold your hand to the plow and stop looking back and say, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Storms, understand. Rebecca's been gone 10 years with the Bible college, and 10 years now, she's backslidden to the depths of sin. What are you going to do? I'm just going to hold on. I'm just going to stay in the boat. I'm just going to keep on praying. I'm going to keep on preaching. I'm going to keep on living my life. I'm going to keep on helping raise faith. And I know this, they that endure unto the end shall be saved. I just came by Columbus to tell somebody, stay in the boat. Don't leave. Stay in the boat. Stay in church. Stay praying. Stay focused. God's going to see you through. Surviving the storm. Somebody come to the piano or the guitar or something. I don't need everybody. I'm not that good. But you're plenty, CJ. He came all the way to Middletown to give me a hug.
own decision besides me and Shane. I need to get out of this. Turn to God.
Yes.
Begin to pray.
Yeah.
This is the last nugget I'm going to give you. I'm close. This is deep. Deep. Real deep. Be honest.
Yes.
Don't keep faking it. Be honest. You know how come I've been a red sin all my life. You know how come I can accept their mediocrity, how they can sweep the Yankees and lose to the Tigers? You know how I can accept it because they're terrible. Terrible coach and terrible staff. And if they win one every once in a while, I'm so excited. I don't expect them to win another game this year. So I'm thrilled when they accidentally... and the team makes enough errors so we can score a run.
Yes, amen. Amen.
If you just keep it real, where are you at right now? What are you going through? Are you even in the right boat? Neither give place to the devil. I have to think that Demas at one point was a spiritual individual. Paul's buddy. Your flesh will begin to direct your spirit. Surviving the storm. Stay in the boat. Heed the word and trust His grace. Can you say amen? Would you stand? Give the Lord a hand clap for your grace this morning.